What's happening, you rock and roll Kiss maniacs? You got Steve Brown from Trickster, sometimes Def Leppard, Tokyo Motor Fist, Rubik's Cube, and the co-producer, co-writer of Ace Frehley's brand new spectacular album, 10,000 Volts. And we are here, and you are listening to my good friends, Tom and Zeus. This is the Shout It Out Loud cast. Turn it up. All hail, all things Kiss. Rock and roll all night and shout it out loud cast every day. People!
Oh boy. Here we go. Oi.
This is Gene Simmons.
Put that cookie down.
Kiss.
Stop pressing the button.
Star Grover Simmons.
Star?
Stop shouting!
He's not what you would call a handsome man.
Oh no, here come the Kiss times.
Is that a positive thing? Okay.
Alright.
I'm gonna grab me a nice cold mellow yellow.
Why? Why do that to the fan?
Stop it.
Why?
Cause fuck them.
That's what we're
talking about.
617-525-0.
Yes. Settle down.
Hello. Hey, what's up there, Kiss Army? Tom and Zeus with another episode of Shout It Out Loudcast. Episode 268. March Madness Preview. ARC Song Madness.
Yeah, this is going to be very, very interesting. So it's a kind of a crossover episode because it's the Shout It Out Loudcast March Madness tournament that we do every year, but we're kind of crossing over with our album review crew Sidecast. And we're going to get into all that. We're going to preview the bracket. And I think this is definitely going to be a little bit more interesting than some of the Kiss tournaments we've had in the past, Zeus.
Yeah, this one is going to be who hell knows what's going to come out. And we'll get into all of that.
Yep.
But as we always do, we go back to last week's episode and we give you guys our feedback. And last week we had the great Amit Zappa on the show. And Tom, we did a poll. We were looking for some kind of interesting tidbit to do a poll. What did we come up with?
Yeah, so we figured this was kind of, anytime we do an interview, sometimes it's hard to come up with a poll, but we always try to pull songs from the interview or songs that we talked about or that were the guest's favorites or whatever. So this got a little interesting. Four very different songs that were talked about during the interview with Amit Zappa. Great Expectations, She's So European, I Was Made for Loving You, and Black Tongue off of Gene's solo album, Asshole. So, I Was Made for Loving You, 50%. She's So European at 30. Great Expectations at 15. And Zeus, I think me and you were the 6% at Black Tongue.
I like that song.
I love it too. It's fun, man.
Fucking people just. Oh, it's not a Kiss song.
Please. Jessica McCauley. This is, seems like a new one here.
Okay.
I don't remember this name. Great podcast this week. Kiss fan my whole life. I said there has to be a podcast. Yours came up, and I spent a week catching up. Wow. Very cool, Jessica. Welcome to the party. I hope we didn't offend you. Hooked on Sonic's podcast, our buddy Bruce Foudy's podcast. I almost picked She's So European mainly because of the fatigue factor of I Was Made for Loving You. But while She's So European is a deep cut, it's just not a great song.
Oh,
dude, come on, man.
I used to agree with that theory.
That's a good song. Let's see what some people have to say about the episode itself. Our buddy Nige Savage, great episode. Rock Tales gets an immediate follow from me. Our buddy Tom Dust, we love him. Thank you, intro music man, Tom Dust. This episode is absolute gold. Frank's incredible talent, intellect, and humor certainly was passed on to his kids. Zeus is absolutely correct. He was the ultimate Renaissance man. Settle down, Paul. I love the deep dive into Black Tongue. It's absolutely the highlight of the album. West Beach, our buddy, great episode. Never knew he was such a big Kiss fan. Hard for me to believe he's 50. I always remember him as the youngest Zappa. Well, he's the man. Our buddy Steve, it's just a sign of how far you guys have come since you started that we are no longer amazed at the big names that you get. They aren't interviews. They're more like chats. Every episode is unmissable, and we always eagerly await the next one to see what you bring us. Well, thank you, Steve. Much appreciated. And Zeus, that's what we got for Twitter.
Okay. On the Book of Face, we got one here that is from our friend Chris Hall. Yeah. Great episode with Amit Zappa. If ranking the four solo albums were ever to be added as a sixth full-time Murph question or Murph plus one, I would support that. I judge people based on how they rank the solo albums. It might be a good one, but sometimes we're a little worried that maybe they're not that big of Kiss-tards that it wouldn't work.
But I will agree with Chris. I judge people on a few things, and one of them is where they rank the Kiss albums. Good call, Chris.
Okay. John Kozis, good interview. I didn't know who Amit was until this interview. You guys never failed to amuse me, so I gave it a listen. Was pleasantly surprised with the episode. Okay.
Nice.
Roy Jordan, another fun interview. I'll be honest, I'm not familiar with Frank's music, but as a music fan, I'm aware of his influence on many artists that I listen to. Also like seeing all the love for Gene's album. Can't wait for Tom and Zeus to review Gene's Asshole.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that how we say it?
That's how we say it.
Okay, let's switch over to Loudcasters. Charles Eaton. Amit is a very cool dude with great depth of knowledge, perceptions, and lifetime and love for Kiss. His Phantom of the Park memory of watching on TV is my first Kiss memory as well. I'm deducting a few cool points away from Amit for thinking Great Expectations top 10, however. Tom, Keeper of the Shed, Chief Zeus. I'm not Chief. That's Chief. Gene's Asshole and Kiss Tards Everywhere. Thanks for making my Saturday mornings at work fun.
Nice.
Derek Rolando. Since I'm also heavily into Frank Zappa and follow all siblings' exploits, it's awesome to see these two worlds collide.
Yep.
A George divided against itself cannot stand. Oh, the two worlds.
Yes. Right.
Joey Romanek, is it possible for the guest to have the comment of the week? If so, I'm nominating Amit Zappa's black tongue on Gene's Asshole.
God, we knew that was going to be a problem as soon as we said it.
And by the way, how are those jeans coming along with this humidity? Are you able to get that iron and just straighten those out, buddy? Anyway. Daniel Holohuser, great episode. I was a big Dweezil Zappa guy because I saw him on some special on PBS when he was 14. It was an R of his shredding. Then he was in the Aussie video. Yep. Shout out the dark. And on MTV. It's awesome to see Amit as a super cool dude, a massive Kiss fan, falling asleep at Diving Down Tour, then getting offered Jack Daniels backstage at age 7.
It's a pretty big boss move.
Yeah. Your buddy Aaron Nirenberg says, sorry, guys, I love Waffle House.
You don't have to apologize. We didn't say we didn't like Waffle House. We just said I think its reputation precedes itself. Put it that way.
Over on YouTube. Many thanks for asking about Black Tongue. I've always wondered how Gene and Frank, of all people, hooked up. That was amazing. Thank you. Chris Flood says, I kept checking time saying, please go on. What an interview. You got 3 more hours with that guy. The Andy Cap fries and Silly Putty, you guys are too good.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, the great Marty White. When I was in college, I went to the dirty movie section of our video store. There was a movie called Black Tongue on Gene's Asshole. Now I know the reference. Thanks, guys.
Man. Love it.
Tom, I'm going to hand it over to you. But before I do, I just want to give people a heads up. So on Friday, last Friday, actually, Amit had a live show surprise because he wanted to get Sebastian Bach on his show. And he called them on the previous Friday, Thursday show when he goes live on his Rocktails podcast, which is live on YouTube. And he left a message for Bach. Next thing you know, the next day he puts up that Sebastian's coming on live and he's been trying to get him on for a while. They're buddies and shit. So Sebastian Bach was there and I'm friends with the producer, Richard. And obviously now we're friends with Amit. They're like, call in. So I called in. And I got in with Sebastian and Amit, and I was able to ask them, which song or deep cut did you want to hear on the end of the road tour. And needless to say, Sebastian does things that only he can do. And it's a lot of fun. I'm hearing it's going to be out as the premiere episode on this Friday, which is yesterday when you're hearing this episode. So check it out, Rock Tales. When he has Sebastian on, yours truly will call in and support our friend. Anyways, Tom, over to you, buddy.
All right, let's take a quick peek at Instagram. We got a comment here from Tuo Hylium. I don't. There's no spaces, so I don't know where the words start and end. But anyway, sorry about that if I'm saying it wrong. I knew I was in for a good one the second this dude started talking. He is so right about constantly having to defend yourself as a KISS fan. People hate this band so much, but it's just about saying fuck it and having fun. At the end of the day, how angry can you really get at the band that literally sings a song called Love Gun? KISS may be goofy, but they're a hell of a lot more interesting than some of the other boring, predictable classic rock bands that society tells us we're quote-unquote supposed to like. I cracked up when he pulled rank on all of us and championed Great Expectations, something I never thought I'd hear anyone do. He should battle Sebastian Bach to see who is the number one ultimate KISS fan. Nice.
That's awesome.
And then let's blow through a couple emails here. Our buddy Mike H., he's pulling some quotes at Tom, quote, sorry, Denise, I'll let you blow me. Me pulling over to clean coffee from my windshield. Oh, thanks, Mike. I'm glad I made you laugh. Thanks, Denise. Dan Hool, also known as Dan Hool Non-Mutant. I like how he's part of that now. Got to be honest. I know who Dweezil and Moonzappa are, but I had never even heard of Ahmet before. But this was such a fun listen as far as him being such a KISS fanboy. And it cannot be understated how cool it is to listen to an interview where they have a nice, clean connection and not some static-filled phone line. My wow. Two main takeaways from this specific. Tom is stupid and wrong, both at the same time, and don't talk shit about Great Expectations, or you'll get prison-shanked by Ahmet. Oh, gee, Dan, stupid and wrong? Come on, dude. Deserve better than that. And we'll finish up emails with one from our good buddy Rudy Doff. Hey, TNZ, I'm listening to the Ahmet interview, and when he said Dynasty for favorite album, this popped into my head. That Dynasty and Unmasked are to KISS as what Rubber Soul and Revolver are to the Beatles. They could each be double records and or the songs could be interchangeable. Love you, fellas. First of all, I'm not a Beatles fan, so I don't know anything about Rubber Soul and Revolver. Second of all, as much as I love Dynasty and Unmasked, they're very different albums. They're similar, but also very different.
Okay.
And that's what we got for emails. Zeus, you're going to finish up feedback with something that you got for us.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with a comment of the week here. It's on YouTube. And this is from Low Body Fat 6707. Love this interview. Ahmet is an awesome dude. I watch his podcast. All your personalities mesh perfectly. Guests like these all make for an entertainment show. You guys are by far the best KISS podcast. Well, Low Body Fat, for speaking truth, you, my friend, are comment of the week.
Good answer. Like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Oh, man, thank you. You should also get comment of the week because of your username, Low Body Fat. I don't know. I don't know, dude. You're listening to this show and you're a KISS fan. I'm challenging you on the low body fat.
Yeah, you certainly are not a podcaster.
Yeah, so exactly.
That is great. Much appreciated. And we thank you. And Like we normally do, Tom, we always want to thank our Patreon family. And We have another person to thank. And that is the previously mentioned Bruce Foudy.
Yeah, Bruce. We love Bruce. He's got a cool podcast called Hooked on Sonics. Check him out. Very cool guy. And yes. Yeah.
So Bruce joins us as a Demon Tier member. The highest of the four tiers. Much appreciated. And Bruce is joining the Patreon family. And some of you guys will see that a lot of this pool that we're doing in the March Madness, Patreon helped us out. So Patreon gets involved in the March Madness. They get involved with the song selections for March Madness. They just got their album picked which we just released, and that was Diary of a Madman. That was the Patreon pick. They get involvement in the Friday flashbacks, the polls. They get merch from us. I just mailed out a T-shirt for Bruce. The stickers, feedback, involvement, video chats. Whatever we can do, we try to make sure that the members in the Patreon family feel the love, and they do. And it's a fun fucking group, okay? If you want to join, please go to our website. Well, you'll see the link on the landing page. It'll just say Patreon. Click on that, and then find the tier that fits your needs. I mean, they go as little as $3, and that's the Catman, although I thought he should be the highest tier. I got outvoted, even though there's only two of us. Or you can go all the way up to the Demon tier. Each tier has different perks, and it helps us out. That's the biggest part of this. We appreciate it. It's there to support the show. So if you are somebody that wants to support us, wants to contribute to keep the show going, to keep the show fresh, to keep the show up to date and kicking ass and still taking names, please come and support us through Patreon. That's the way we are supported. And that's the biggest thing that you can do for us to help the show grow. So thank you to Bruce. Thank you to the Patreon family. We love you and we appreciate the support.
Absolutely. Bruce, thanks, buddy. Appreciate the support. And check out his podcast again, Hooked on Sonics, S-O-N-I-X. Thank you, all you Patreons. It's a blast, and we can't be more grateful for the support that you give us, the continued support that you've given us, and we're excited. We just did Diary of a Madman, as Zeus mentioned. That was the Patreon pick. You guys were heavily involved in picking some of the seedings for our brackets that we're going to discuss in a bit, and there's so much more that we want to offer and give back to you guys, and thank you for your support. So please check us out, patreon.com. Click on the link on our website at shoutoutloudcast.com or download the app and search for us.
Tom, what we do next is we go to Kiss World. I don't know how much time we have to fit it all in, all the shit that's happening, right?
Yeah, Kiss World is like Wally World closed.
The only thing that's going on really is Gene's got a tour he's coming up with, you know, preparing, but it's not going to be in the U.S., unfortunately. And then Ace has got a tour coming up. He's got something big at the Rome Capitol Theater on Friday, April 12th. So if you're around that area, go check it out. I think he's going to play with Angel and Bad Marriage. I don't know who that is.
Bad Marriage is actually a Massachusetts band. A woman I used to work with knows guys in the band. They're actually turning into like a big deal now.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, they're from Mass. Yes.
Well, let's see. You know, you can go catch Ace at that place there and see if he's got any of the new songs from the album out there. I'll be curious to see what his set list looks like, because all the shit that he got before about not putting those songs, I hope he puts some of those songs in, gets the fans a chance to hear them. So,
yeah, it's kind of hard to release a new album and not at least play one or two things. Kiss.
Yeah, no shit.
So another piece of news is our buddy Bruce Kulick is going to be coming to our neck of the woods in Massachusetts in June. There is an event called the New England Super Mega Fest Comic Con. That's a really long way of saying a bunch of dorks are going to get together. I've been to a few. We went to a HorrorCon last year and hooked up with Jericho. Bruce is going to be at this one. And Zeus, I want to share some other very exciting news about who's going to be at this Comic-Con.
Okay.
Will from Land of the Lost, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the TV show.
I kind of remember that show as a kid, but it's nothing that I would be like, even like if I saw him, like I would go out of my way being so uncomfortable, cringy to say hello to them. Cause I don't even know. Like,
so you're not going to dress up as like a, you're not going to dress up as like a slee stack and go say hello to Will from Land of the Lost.
That you know that.
Oh dude, how do you not know that? How do you not know that?
I'm going to fucking try to find the cast from Danger Island from Banana Splits.
Well, they're actually going to, if you think that Land of the Lost.
What's his name? Chongo? Whatever that guy's name was.
Uh-oh, Chongo. Well, if you're not excited about Land of the Lost, I got news for you. The cast of Sigmund and the Sea Monsters are going to be there too.
Dude, come on. Give me something. Are you kidding me? That's like Dork Central. Who gives a fuck about that?
Of course it's dorks. I just, Okay, Sid Croft from Sid and Marty Croft, the guy that gave us all these drugged out shows. Bruce Kulick.
Yeah.
It's obviously going to be, I love Bruce. I'm not quite sure how he fits guys, in with this.
Bruce Kulick.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the special celebrity flapjack maker at the IHOP at your Natick, at the Natick Mall. Come check it out.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm on the website right now. There is a guy who is known as, this guy, his name is Keon Young. He played Mr. Wu in the HBO series Deadwood.
Okay.
And he was also played the voice of Storm Shadow in the G.I. Joe animated cartoon.
Dude, what are we doing here, people? What are we doing?
I'll tell you what we're doing. We're going and we're doing a meet and greet.
It's the next town over from my office.
Of course. We're going and we're doing a meet and greet with the cast of Land of the Lost. I'm telling you right now.
No, we're not.
Anyways, that's the definition of scraping for news. So there's not much going on. We love Bruce and happy to see him. I can't wait to see him, but that's about it.
All right. Let's take a quick little break and talk to Bruce about what his next banana pancake flapjack recipe is, and whether he'll be releasing that on the back of his new BK4 album. Hey guys, BK4, flip the back of the CD cover, chocolate chip flapjack recipe, all yours.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
We're back, and Bruce, breaking news, he's introducing the new Land of the Lost flapjack. It's going to have little mini dinosaur nuggets mixed into the pancakes. He's very excited to do that.
Last time I had a couple nuggets. They were left over from my puppy. I couldn't tell the difference.
They wanted me to go to that thing, but I told them I can't. Scared shitless of those slea stacks.
Really, and by the nightmares. Way, some more Ace videos I'll be releasing them probably weekly. So check them out. Go to our YouTube page and subscribe. I'll be dropping them there.
Yeah, I'll be dropping a couple other things too, if you don't hurry up.
Jesus, this is going right through me. What the fuck? Is there a hatch in the back of this spacesuit? It came in white. It ain't going out white. Oh, jeez.
Well, isn't that special?
Oh, anyways.
Tom, we always do our March Madness tournament. We were a couple months old. We did one when we first started out in 2019. This is the sixth incarnation of the March Madness tournament. We've done one on the makeup.
Yep.
We've done one on non-makeup. We've done one of Kiss albums. We did one on the set list.
Mm-hmm.
We did an all-around all Kiss songs won. And now we're doing the ARC album review crew songs. So we just got out Diary of a Madman, which is technically the 50th album.
Yep.
And so we have enough songs, obviously. And on the 50th album released by the ARC sidecast that we have, we decided to put our what we think, which are the best songs, and put them in a pool and see what comes out as the number one song that we've reviewed on ARC.
Right. And we did try to make it so that every album was represented with at least one song. Obviously, there's some legendary classic albums. So a couple of albums have two songs. And I could tell you right now, the Kiss tournaments that we had in the past were obviously a blast. But let's be serious, people. They were very predictable. You could at least predict the final four most of the time.
I mean, sometimes I Stole Your Love.
Yeah, sometimes you could even predict the winner. I could tell Dr. you right
Love, now, fucking yeah, Love Gun, yeah, Rocker All Night. And
I can tell you right now, I don't think there's going to be any Come On and Love Me versus Seduction of the Innocent in this bracket here. Okay? This is going to be a really, really, really interesting turn. I mean, even the first round matchups are going to be great. And again, a lot of those first round matchups in the Kiss brackets, they were fun, but they were kind of predictable. This is going to be interesting because we're dealing with grunge, classic rock, metal, hard rock, hair metal, everything. So this is going to be a ton of fun. And in terms of predicting this, I have no idea.
First, though, we have to thank somebody.
Yep.
And we need to thank our sponsors. So the sponsor this year is going to be Gene Simmons Money Bag Sodas.
That's right.
They are kind enough to once again sponsor us. They are going to give the winner of the brackets a shipper, which is a blend of four different variety packs of Gene Simmons soda.
Mm-hmm.
And deliver that straight to you.
Yep.
In addition to that, you will get your Shout It Out Loud Cast t-shirt of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
That will also go to the winner.
Yep.
And how does this work? The same way as it ever worked in the first time. So this is based on the March Madness basketball brackets. Tom, please let everybody know how we're scoring this.
Okay, so the first round is going to be 1 point. Second round, correct answers will be worth 2. Third round will be worth 4. The next round, the regional finals, will be worth 8 points. The final four will be worth 16 points. And the correct winner overall is 32 points. Now, in the past, the thing that separates the winners and the losers from these brackets are always been the early rounds, because it gets very easy to predict the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four. Those early rounds is what has always separated the winners of this tournament from the people who can't compete. This is going to be very different, I think, because I think every round is going to be very important, including the Final Four, because this is not, again, Kiss hits from, you know, their entire catalog. So this is going to be very, very difficult, I think.
So one of the things we want to emphasize with you guys.
Oh, God. Say it again like we do every year.
You need to fill out the brackets correctly. You need to email them to us.
That's the only way we're accepting them. I want to make that crystal clear. We will post that. It's on the bracket when we post it on our social media. It says email your bracket. Okay?
So in order to win the prize, you need to email them to us. And that's our email. We say it all the time on the show. shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. We're going to push this so that everybody sees this, and you have to get it in quickly. If you get it in after the polls start, it's too late. Now, many of you don't really care, and you just want to put it up on social media. If you put it up on social media, but don't email it to us, we're going to be sticklers. I'm not dealing with this stuff, and neither is Tom. We're not going to go through all our social media accounts and see if you really put it up before. We only are counting brackets for the prizes only if you email it to us at shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. You'll see when you print out the bracket, it'll say it on there. Okay. But if you want to play along and have fun and you just want to show it on social media, please put it up on social media. Get more people involved. But you have to use the hashtag ARC Song Madness. That's the hashtag we're using this year. And put it up and have some fun. And let's get the more people playing, the more fun it is.
And I will also reiterate this on all of our social media so that there's no confusion that in order to compete for the prize, it has to be submitted via email. The other huge thing in terms of filling out the bracket correctly and thoroughly and completely, write the fucking song title. If you fill out your bracket 1, 8, 4, 5, 8, 3, 2, You know what I think we're going to do? I think we might publicly shame you on social media if you do that. Because I can tell you right now, if you try doing that on an ESPN bracket or anything like that, an office pool bracket, it ain't working and it's not going to work with us. And the reason we're getting so animated about this is because this is our sixth year doing it and it's fun, but Jesus Christ, Mike.
There's always a couple lazy fucks that think we're going to do the fucking work for you. Do you know how it is to run this fucking podcast, to live our lives, raise our kids, go to work, fucking coach, do all the things that we fucking do? In the meantime, Johnny Coolballs is too fucking lazy to put the song titles in. He wants us to look them up so he can win. You know what I'm going to do? Is look up your asshole as I put my foot in there because I'm not fucking doing it for you.
Or as Dr. Dre would say, or MC Ren, put my foot in your ass, you'd be shitting size 10.
Prisoner or hostage. You should have covered your motherfucking head like an ostrich, Tom. But anyway, look, we love this, but this is a lot of work.
But it's also a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work.
Make it easier for everybody. Yep. Make sure you're sharing your brackets on social media. Hashtag ARC Song Madness, right?
Yep.
Tag us.
Yep.
Put it on Facebook, Instagram, fucking TikTok, whatever you want to. Put it anywhere you'd like. However, if you want to enter to win the prize, you have to email it to us at shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com.
Now, the other cool thing about this is I really think, and I'm really hoping, that this really expands and kind of goes viral through the music fans out there on social media, because this is not Kiss. There's not a single Kiss song in here. This is all just rock bands that we know and love. Some you might love more than others. Some of you might hate than others. Okay, this episode drops every Saturday on Saturdays like it always does. So it drops on Saturday the 23rd. The polls start on Thursday the 28th. They always start on the Thursday to give people a chance to fill out their brackets, to listen to the episode, etc. Once the polls start, they're going to be running feverishly pretty much every day until we get a winner. So it's going to be pretty exciting. And the other thing, you'll also be able to keep up with all of this on our website at shoutitoutloudcast.com. There'll be a printable bracket there. You'll be able to vote. Granted, if you vote on our website, there are Twitter links that'll take you to our Twitter, so you can do that. And they'll also be updated after each round, so you can kind of have fun and keep track of what's going on and go back and look and see what's going on, because we know social media moves fast. So as we post updated brackets, if you don't see it right away, it's probably going to be gone. You can always refer to our website. We're going to keep that up to date as well.
Yeah, again, have some fun with this, guys. That's yep. what it's there for.
Yep.
All right. So what we're going to do now is do what we usually do, and we're going to preview these brackets and go through it. So we came up with the terms to name the brackets. We asked our Patreon family members, and they dropped the ball as always.
No, we had somebody come up pretty close with this. I will say this was actually kind of my idea, and then we did have a Patreon kind of touch on this idea. So we kind of combined both and came up with cities, famous music cities for our brackets. Boston, LA, Seattle, and London are the four brackets this year. Now, you know what's going to be great? I said, well, why do you have a Dawkins song in the Seattle bracket? They're not from Seattle. Okay, let me be clear. The brackets do not mean that the band in that bracket is from that fucking town. Can't you see how much fun we're already having with this bracket? All we've been doing is yelling at people. Come on, let's make this fun, you stupid idiots.
I'm a people person.
It's exactly what I was just going to say.
But yes, we decided to do Boston and fuck New York.
No, that's not
they don't get in there. So Boston is the Northeast city. So what we're doing is the four brackets. Again, if you don't know and you're in Australia and you're not familiar with how brackets work,
Google it.
College basketball, you're going to have to look this up. If you submit stuff that, you know, just doesn't make sense, it can't be entered.
Right.
Okay. So now let's start with Boston. So number one goes against 16.
Master of Puppets, Metallica versus Come Clean by Heat. I mean, let's be serious. I mean, I know there's Heat fans out there. In the history of every tournament we've ever done, we have never had a 100-0 on a Twitter poll. I'm not saying this is going to be the first one, because I know that there's going to be Heat people out there, and there's probably going to be people that are going to try to support it and prevent it from being bullied by Metallica, but you never know.
Yeah, the thing about this one is every album has to have a representation. So we
correct.
Come Clean from
that's right.
From that Heat album.
Yep.
So then the next one is let's go with 2 versus 15.
And that's Highway to Hell from AC/DC versus Damaged by the Winery Dogs. And again, this on its face, public majority is going to go AC/DC, but you know, there's a ton of people that love the Winery Dogs like me. So I mean, I'm not going to try to fool you into saying the Damaged can compete, but I don't know. Who knows?
And pay attention when Tom puts up the polls. He'll usually try to tag the band.
Oh, yeah.
Because I get that some people might look at the bracket and be like, Runaway, that could be 15 different bands.
Yep. And if I will either tag the band if they have an official Twitter page. And if not, I will hashtag the band name. So you'll know who's who.
Yeah. And you can usually tell because, I mean, we've done an album by this. So it's not going to be a song from something we've never done.
No.
And we've only done 50 albums on ARC. So,
yep.
All right, let's go to number 3. And number 3 is what, Tom?
So we get the 3 versus the 14, Tom Sawyer by Rush versus Lonely is the Night by Billy Squire. This is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Now, this is interesting here because in the past with the Kiss brackets, a 14 would probably never have a chance against a 3. It might get votes. I'm not saying that Lonely is the Night has a chance, but I think this is what I'm talking about in terms of this tournament. There's a ton of people out there that fucking hate Rush.
Yes.
Like you. And that love Billy Squire or that love classic 80s rock. And Lonely is the Night is that type of song. So I think this is a really good example of the way this bracket is.
And we obviously try to do it based upon what you guys think. Like for a while, Find the River was my favorite my favorite song from REM's Automatic. I didn't even put it in there because I know you guys, it's not that popular.
Yep.
So we try to make it like the accessible songs.
Correct.
That you guys will know and get and things and make this more fun, not deep cuts from albums that we really like, but maybe you guys don't get. So we're trying to do that. So we get that you guys, our listeners, are really hair metal and classic rock focused, but we're hoping other people jump in on the pool in songs. You never know what could happen. Again, who knows? There is a lot of hate out there with Rush. So who knows how far that'll go. If you get the right crowd, Rush could win this. Tom Sawyer could win this. Who knows?
That's right.
Yep. All right. Number 4, Tom, is what?
Yeah. Next matchup right here is a classic 80s hair metal, pop metal matchup. Number 4, Modern Day Cowboy, Tesla versus Nobody's Fool by Cinderella. That's a 4 and a 13. To me, that's a freaking coin flip. That's not a 4 and a 13. That's
interesting. Couple bands. One is less glammy than the other.
Yep.
Both came out around the same time. Both had hit debut albums. So.
Yep. Great matchup.
Number 5 is what?
We got number 5, Back in the Saddle, Aerosmith, versus number 12, another Billy Squire song here, The Stroke. Two classics, two classic rock radio staples. Again, for me, coin flip.
It's like something that's playing on WBCN in Boston.
Yeah.
And that's two Boston guys in that battle right there. Yep. All right, number 6, Tom.
Number 6, Kiss of Death by Dokken versus the number 11, Shake Me Cinderella. So Cinderella gets two songs in this bracket. Another classic hair metal, pop metal matchup right here.
Yeah. What's interesting is Kiss of Death is one of the few rarities that had four people pick it as the number one song on an album.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, Tom, number 7.
Number 7, we got Man on the Moon by REM versus the number 10, Runaway by Bon Jovi. So this is going to be interesting because two completely different bands, completely different types of music.
And it's not Bon Jovi You Give Love a Bad Name, right, or Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. This is early Bon Jovi. So who knows? And, you know, Man on the Moon is way more accessible to most music people, but not our hard rock fans. So who knows where that lands? And then the last category, Tom, is number 8 and 9.
Yep. Another matchup of 80s titans here. Number 8, Talk Dirty to Me by Poison. Number 9, Monkey Business by Skid Row. Again, coin flip. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, there is a lot of love for Poison out there, sadly. But I know where I'm going with this, but it's not up to us. So what we usually do is that's the Boston bracket.
Yep.
Just kind of like your theory. What do you think is going to come out of here?
I mean, I know number one is Master of Puppets, but Master of Puppets is Metallica. Master of Puppets is metal. There's a lot of people that don't like Metallica, that don't like heavy, hard rock thrash. You're not a huge fan of that. I mean, if I'm putting my money on this right here, I'm saying it's going to, I think Highway to Hell is probably going to come out of this bracket. And I think it's going to be fighting against Skid Row, Monkey Business, to be honest with you. Only because I think the Skid Row contingency is massive out there. I'm just looking at what I see on social media. I think Rush has a rabid, psychotic fan base. And if enough retweets get out there, you could see Rush taking that over. But I think AC/DC is pretty much the universally beloved song out of this bracket that kind of stretches genres.
Master of Puppets. If this was Enter Sandman, maybe.
I agree.
But this is Master of Puppets. You really, that's a hardcore Metallica fan.
Yeah.
So I would say this. I believe Highway to Hell versus Tom Sawyer is going to be a fucking killer matchup. I think match up.
Me
but
too.
I believe it's going to be Master of Puppets versus Highway to Hell, and I have no idea where it's going to go.
But okay,
let's see.
Okay.
But let's see. That's my prediction. One of those two songs I think will come out of it in the final four.
Okay.
Let's go to LA.
All right.
Now, one verse 16.
Okay. So number one is The Trooper by Iron Maiden. And number 16 is Forever by Y&T off of the Black Tiger album. Again, every album's getting representative here. So you take that for what it is right there with that matchup. I think it's going to be tough to knock The Trooper off anywhere in this bracket, but we'll see.
Exactly. Number two.
So we got Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses at number 2 versus Loving You is a Dirty Job by Rat at 15.
Who knows? Maybe this fatigue factor, but I don't know if there's that much fatigue.
I was just going to say that it could be the fatigue factor, but sometimes it doesn't matter. The majority rules sometimes. We'll see.
Yeah. All right, Tom, number 3.
Number 3, we have Let's Go Crazy by Prince. So our first real pop song here versus number 14, Smooth Up In Ya, Bullet Boys. Again, it's going to be which kind of fan base and which kind of musical fans are out there that are going to determine this winner. I mean, Smooth Up In Ya is a classic, you know, hair metal staple. Let's Go Crazy is a legendary Prince pop song. I have no idea. No clue on this one.
All right. Well, number 4.
Number 4 versus number 13. Here we go. Hotel California by the Eagles versus Poison by Alice Cooper. Now,
technically two classic rock bands.
Yeah, it's true.
But this is his hair metal stage.
Yeah, it's going to be tough because both fan bases are very different, but they're both rabid. Alice Cooper fans love Alice Cooper, and the Eagles fans, I don't know. Do Eagles fans use Twitter? I don't know.
I would say probably not.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see Poison knocking it off, honestly.
Me too, unfortunately.
Because as many fanatic fans are, there's a small minority of haters out there for the Eagles, and they are very loud.
Yep.
All right, Tom, number 5.
Number 5 is Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses, versus the number 12, 17 by Winger. I mean, two radio classics, two MTV classics. It's going to determine, you know, Sweet Child of Mine is obviously the more legendary and more popular song. I think it stands the test of time a hell of a lot better than 17. So we'll see about that.
All right. Number 6, Tom.
Number 6, another very, very diametrically opposed matchup here.
Yes.
Number six, Shout at the Devil, Motley Crue versus the number 11, Life in the Fast Lane, Eagles.
I love the Eagles. That's not one of my favorite songs, and I think Shout at the Devil is going to stomp it.
I think it's absolutely going to bludgeon it. Yes.
Yes. All right.
Yep.
Number seven.
Number seven is Rock Me from Great White versus number 10, When It's Love by Van Halen.
I mean, I know people love Van Halen, but do they love that Van Halen?
Yeah, exactly. Versus Great White's best song. Well, in my opinion, their best song. I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, that's fucking interesting shit. And then the middle bracket, 8-9.
Yep. So another one, couldn't be two further ends of the spectrum here. Number eight, Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine versus Finish What You Started. Van Halen, another one from OU812. Again, it's going to be which fan base shows up. Couldn't be more different. And depends on what mood you're in.
It one is the angriest band in here.
Yep.
The other one is the smile.
Smile. I was just going to say the smiliest band.
Happy people. So who's depends on the fucking mood of everybody. Who knows what's going to happen?
Very true.
All right. So what do you see coming out of this?
I honestly, this to me might be the juggernaut of the bracket here. I mean, you have when you have Shout at the Devil as a sixth, I mean, you got The Trooper, Welcome to the Jungle, Shout at the Devil, Sweet Child of Mine. And then you got the wild cards like Prince, Let's Go Crazy, you know, Hotel California.
What do you mean? Smooth Up India is not going to win.
No, I think this bracket, I think this is a juggernaut right here. This bracket right here. I think it's going to be tough to beat The Trooper, but I just think kind of like what I said about Metallica and Master of Puppets, not everybody likes The Trooper and not everybody likes Iron Maiden. Welcome to the Jungle is played at every sporting event, every arena. Everybody pretty much likes
Fatigue.
Exactly. Correct.
I've never heard anybody tell me about Fatigue on The Trooper, but Welcome to the Jungle.
Right. You know? Very true. Very true.
I would probably guess Welcome maybe versus The Trooper. And that's where I see the final get into the final four.
Yep.
All right, Tom, let's take a skip over to Seattle and see what's going on over there.
All right.
Number one over there.
Yeah. So we got the number one Unchained by Van Halen versus the number 16, It's Not You by Hailstorm. I like Hailstorm. Great album. Good song. It's going up against Unchained. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, it's going to get fucking stomped.
Oh, yeah. Brutal.
Number two.
Okay, another one. It's very different, but I think we know who's going to rise to the top here. Number two, Looks the Kill from Motley Crue versus 15, Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. Arguably, Soundgarden's probably biggest song, not my favorite. But
not
one that,
mine either.
No, one that really crossed into the pop culture consciousness, especially with the video and the constant radio play. It's a very accessible Soundgarden song. So again, it's going to determine who comes out and retweets and who votes and see these, but it's going to be hard to knock off Motley Crue.
Yeah. Number three, Tom.
Yeah, another very different one here. Number three is Wood from Alice in Chains off the single soundtrack and Dirt. And that goes up against number 14, I Don't Believe in Love by Queensryche. I love them both. Two great albums, two great songs. I guess it's going to depend on what mood I'm in that time, that day when it comes time to vote.
Yeah. That'll be interesting, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, let's go number four.
Yeah, so we got a nice grunge alternative matchup here. First one I think that we have. Number four, Interstate Love Song from Stone Temple Pilots versus These Days by the Foo Fighters. These Days is not a household song. It's not very, you know, well-known. Interstate Love Song is just like a classic. I mean, it's even on classic rock radio. Been around for 30-plus years, so that's a big one there.
Number five.
Another great grunge matchup, two of my all-time favorite songs by two of my all-time favorite bands. Number five, Alive from Pearl Jam versus number 12, No Excuses, Alice in Chains off of the Jar of Flies EP. Fantastic friggin' matchup, and it's going to crush me to have to pick one of these. I can tell you that right now.
All right, Tom, number six.
Number six, another interesting matchup here. We get You Could Be Mine from Guns N' Roses versus the number 11, Vaseline, Stone Temple Pilots.
I fucking love Vaseline. Very
interesting matchup there.
And You Could Be Mine is a great song. It's just not one of my favorite Guns songs, but I love Vaseline, man.
Yeah, anyway. Me too.
All right. Seven.
Number seven, If You Want Blood, You Got It from AC/DC versus the number 10, Until It Sleeps, Metallica. A lot of people aren't a big fan of that kind of era of Metallica. If you want blood, classic. I don't know. We'll see. But you got AC/DC versus Metallica again.
All right, Tom. Last one. 8 versus 9.
The 8 versus 9. Two of my favorite bands. Two of my favorite songs. Number 8, Even Flow by Pearl Jam versus number 9, Welcome Home Sanitarium. Another Metallica Master of Puppets representative here. Telling you, depends on my mood. Depends on the day of which one I want to hear, because I love them both. So, again, it's going to be tough.
It's Even Flow, and I like that song, Sanitarium, by Metallica. But I'm telling you right now, Sanitarium's going to curb stomp it.
Oh, I agree.
Our listeners are not grunge fans. Unless this gets out into more of a viral kind of atmosphere, all the grunge shit are going to get their heads kicked in.
Well, that's why I'm hoping that we get I know the Kiss stuff was one thing, but I'm hoping we get a shit ton of retweets and this really spreads out
and variety
amongst,
of people,
amongst the rock and music fans and really makes these interesting. But I mean, generally speaking, you might be right. We'll see.
Yep. So who do you see coming out of this?
I think it's going to be very, very difficult to knock off Unchained. It's a beloved song by a beloved band from that classic era. I mean, Looks That Kill for me is just legendary on so many levels, but it's Motley Crue. It's hair metal. It's a band that not everybody likes. I mean, Unchained is a hard rockin' song. It's not like super accessible. I mean, you got a ton of classic grunge in here. This is a heavy, I mean, it's a Seattle bracket. You got Even Flow, Alive, No Excuses, Interstate Love Song, Vaseline, Wood. I would love to see some of those songs go far. I think it's going to be really impossible to knock off Unchained.
Come on, Tom. Give us a break.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be Unchained versus Looks That Kill, and I think Unchained's going to walk away with this.
Yeah, probably.
Tom, last bracket, London.
Okay. So we told you that every album was going to be represented that we've reviewed on ARC. So the number 1 Photograph by Def Leppard versus the number 16 When I See You Smile by Bad English. And that is all I will say.
That's a number 1 song, Tom. Just got to say.
I know. It was number 1 number on the charts. And it's also a number 16 seed. So,
Tom, number 2.
Two different genres of metal, two different eras. We got number 2, Crazy Train from Ozzy versus the 15, Hail to the King, Avenged Sevenfold.
I like both those songs, driving guitar on both of them.
Yep, good stuff.
Yeah. 3.
Two of your favorites from two of your albums. Number 3, Won't Get Fooled Again, The Who versus 14, Don't Break My Heart Again by Whitesnake. Classic Whitesnake there.
Yeah, I love both those songs. Don't Break My Heart is going to get his fucking head kicked in.
Oh yeah, it'll get pummeled.
Number 4.
Another appearance by Whitesnake at number 4, Slow and Easy versus 13, Heaven Tonight by Yngwie. Woo!
There is that fucking rainbow, JLT, Yngwie, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, and Whitesnake fucking Contingency, where all these band members fuck each other and end up in all these other fucking bands together.
That's so why
I find it interesting with those two coming up against each other.
Yeah, it's going to be a good matchup. It's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah. All right, let's go to number 5.
Quite a matchup here we have. Number 5, Limelight from Rush, which in my opinion should be way higher than a 5 seed, but that's okay. Versus number 12, Devil Inside, In Excess.
Ooh. Yikes. Very different. Very fucking different.
So different. Not even on the same planet. Yep.
Yep. One song is catchy and's got a great hook and stuff, and the other one's by Rush.
I knew it. That was such a layup where you were going with that.
And I'll be honest with you, your song is going to kill my song.
The Rush Tards will infiltrate Twitter and take over for this
one. That's right. Number 6, Tom.
Wouldn't it be great if it was Tom Sawyer versus Limelight for the championship?
If that happens,
what are you going to do?
I'm going to leave ARC and leave it to you.
Okay.
And you and the Rush Tards can have a side cast called Rush Tards.
I would love to have that. But anyways.
And you know what's going to happen?
What? Is
all these idiots. Oh, Tom, you want to be? I'll be your fucking partner for this Rush podcast.
No.
Tom, nope. You don't want to be a podcast, have a podcast with a listener?
No. I love you guys, but no.
Don't you love that? Love that with
yeah.
Well, I listen to podcasts. Can I be your guest host?
Yeah. Okay. Well, guess what? I played football at Division III Stonehill. Can I play fucking left tackle for the Pats? I'm not saying it's the same thing. Relax, people.
Hey, Bruins, I coach at JV High School. I saw the coach was a little ill back there. Do you need me to run the power play? I'll get on the bench.
Yes, that's right. We are comparing ourselves to professional athletes. Yeah.
Pasta, what are you doing, man? You got to go in the corner on that slap shot. What are you doing?
Pasta, don't you know I coached a JV team? I took them to Hooters. God damn it.
Yes, I took my team because I had one player for 3 years. Coach, if we win, can we go to Hooters? And yes, we went to Hooters.
Yeah, that's why you're the coach of the year, brother.
That's right, motherfucker.
Yep.
Right. Chair number two. Be ready in a minute. All right, Tom. Number six.
We're laughing, but we know who's going to win this. Number six is Flying High Again from Ozzy versus number 11, The Final Countdown by Europe. I'm telling you, Final Countdown is going to win this.
I think Jay from the Hook Rocks.
You look disheveled.
Will have a stroke.
Will be physically ill, even if he just sees that this is in the poll, getting any points.
Oh, the fact that it's an 11 seed will give him a hemorrhage.
Oh, he is violently opposed to this song. I don't know what Europe ever did to him, but he fucking hates them.
Yep. Yep.
All right, Tom, number seven.
All right, another matchup of Zeus albums. Number seven, I Don't Know by Ozzy versus number 10, Since You've Been Gone from Rainbow.
I don't know where to go on this one. Oof. Love them both.
What a bracket.
Yeah. It's like watching two of your kids play against each other.
Yep.
You don't know who to root for. Yep. Tom, let's end this bracket with 8 and 9.
Another great matchup here. Number 8, Rock of Ages, Def Leppard. Number 9, Baba O'Reilly, The Who.
A battle of eras.
Yeah.
70s great big hit, 80s big rock hit.
Yep. I agree. It's going to be crazy.
What do you see coming out?
I think it's really going to be difficult to topple Crazy Train. I think that just had even the people that don't like hard rock and metal. I'm going to say the same thing that I said about Welcome to the Jungle. It's played in every football stadium, sports arena. Everybody knows it, loves it. It's just got such mass appeal. I think that's the one that's going to come out of here. It's going to be tough to beat that, in my opinion.
Against who?
I don't know how.
See, I'm not sure about Photograph because I think there's fucking a lot of fatigue and it's an older big hit.
Yeah. So I'm looking, I don't want to start breaking down the entire bracket, but I'm looking at something like if Photograph makes its way to Limelight, Photograph versus Limelight, like that's.
I am so saddened that I think Limelight is going to go up against Crazy Train. I'm telling you, I think that's where it's going to go.
That wouldn't shock me.
Right. I feel like that's going to be it. Well, that
wouldn't shock me.
That's it for the brackets. That's our bracket preview. Remember, once again, if you don't fill out the bracket and email it to us, it won't count.
We will come to your house and kill you.
Yeah. If you put it up on social media and then come complain to us later, hey, I get the most points. Doesn't matter. You never emailed it to us. You got to email it to us in order for it to count. However, please have fun with this. Load it on fucking Threads, TikTok, Facebook, our Loudcasters group, on Twitter, whatever you want. Load it and let's get the conversation going. Let's have fun. The more that join in on this, the better. In order to win the prizes, you got to email it to us, though. Shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. If you don't fill it out properly, you miss stuff. There's no, like, we have to guess what you would have put in there. It doesn't work. Everything has to be filled out properly. If you don't know, ask somebody. But please,
if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah. Please don't ask us. We're going to be busy enough trying to figure this all stuff out. Do your best. Have some fun with this. And good luck to everybody. And thank you for jumping in on this.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fucking awesome. Can't wait. This is going to be a lot of really interesting polls here.
Tom, what we do next is we go to question of the week. Do you have one?
Yes. Our question of the week is brought to the great Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Famer, the Tony the Taxman Barone of abcpainc.com. Zeus and I have used him for our personal taxes, our business taxes. He is the man, and it doesn't matter which of the 50 states you live in, he can take care of you. He is amazing. We're speaking from experience. Visit his website at abcpainc.com. There are links there to show you all the services that he provides, whether you need individual things taken care of, business things taken care of. There's all kinds of links you can click on to send him a message, to call him, et cetera, et cetera. He is the man. Please check him out at abcpainc.com. Tony the Taxman Barone. We love him. Please check him out. And our question of the week comes from one of our longtime fans and listeners who we actually got to hang out with in New York City and got our picture taken with at Madison Square Garden. And that is Peter Wexler, Swede, in New York.
Nice.
So he's got a great question. He says, here's my question of the week. I'd be interested to know which Kiss albums did you guys purchase with high anticipation at the record store on the same day that they came out? On my end, it was Lick It Up, Animalize, and Revenge. Here's to your continued podcasting success. Peter Wexler, Swede, New York. Peter, first of all, thank you for the question, and it was great meeting you and getting our picture taken with you. It's a good question, Zeus. What do you think? What do you remember?
When I really got back into Kiss by that point in time,
yeah,
I only remember as a young teenager in probably junior high or something,
yep,
getting Crazy Nights, like from the circus magazines,
okay,
and everything else that I ran to buy it that day it came out.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe I did for other albums later on, but Crazy Nights, because originally it was going to call Who Dares Wins. Yes. I remember seriously going out because I was buying Hit Paraders and Circus, and I could see when it was coming out. Before that, I was too young. By the time I got back into Kiss, Asylum was already out.
Yep. Yep.
So that was okay. The first one that I got into.
Okay. Wow. For me, I have two distinct memories of running to the record store to buy the CDs. That is when Psycho Circus came out, because at the time, I believe that it was the original four reunion. This is going to be great. And the second one is when Sonic Boom came out, because that's when Walmart did their big Kiss promotion with the fucking M&Ms and the Mr. Potato Heads. And it was the first album with Tommy and Eric. So I remember those distinctly, like literally today's the day I'm running to the store to get those. And yeah, they were both kind of disappointing, but if you want to hear more about those, go listen to our review episodes. But Peter, great question, buddy. Thank you for the question and for the continued support. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Tom, tell people where they can find us.
Website's the best place. Shoutoutloudcast.com. That you can find all of our episodes, the Shout Out Loudcast episodes, album review crew. We just dropped Diary of a Madman. Thank you, Patreon. Our Dorm Damage episode, Zeppelin Chronicles, everything is there. You can comment on the episodes. Tons of links there. Links for our Amazon shopping page, our merch, our social media, our Patreon. Everything is there. And you can also send us messages directly from the website. We get those in the form of an email. Or you can just use our email directly, shoutoutloudcast@gmail.com. If you want your question of the week to be read, you can send them via email. We keep them all in a little hot here and pull one out each week. And then eventually at the end of the year, we have our mailbag. So please do that. Shoutoutloudcast@gmail.com. We read every single email that you send. Again, we can't get to everyone during the episode, but we do read them all. So please continue to send them. And of course, our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. We're trying to be active on all those. Please follow us if you haven't. We're very active. And of course, our Loudcasters, Shout Out Loudcasters Facebook group, which is hovering around 12,000 members right now. And it's a ton of fun over there. So please check that out. And another thing, our Spotify playlists, they are all up to date. Any episode that involves a top 10 or a draft or anything like that, we now have a corresponding Spotify playlist for those. So when you search for us, search for our profile, not the podcast page. So those are a lot of fun, a way to kind of interact with the episodes. And of course, we always like to say we're part of the Pantheon Podcast Network of shows.
Yeah, Tom, people can DM us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And they can find us on Threads, TikTok, as you mentioned. We're getting a little bit more active, especially on YouTube. We're putting up video clips of interviews. We're starting with the Ace stuff. We put one up recently before even the show or episode started. This was behind the scenes Ace logging on. People got a kick out of it. It's getting a lot of comments and views. So We're going to probably continue putting up some more of those, and you can see them and see the actual videos. But go on to our YouTube channel, subscribe there. It's a big help to us, okay? And make sure that you give us one of those five-star child reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Tom's already mentioned the Spotify playlist. Anywhere you can give us a five-star review, it's a big help. Let us know if we see it. We'll definitely give you a shout-out and read it on the show. Tom, we always want to give the website another little bit of a plug. ShoutItOutLoudcast.com. ShoutItOutLoudcast.com. There you can go and get our merch is available there. You have a new Ace Frehley t-shirt available. You'll have a Ace Cult shirt, as should I say. There's more, our Amazon store, all our rankings, everything you can imagine about this show and how we rank things and how we put things, you'll find it on the website. You can see photos of our friends and people that we've had on as guests. And if you see somebody like we had Ahmed on last week, you just go to the picture of Ahmed. You can press that and you go right to his actual website and get information on him. So that's a big thing. And also you can find the Loudcasters page where anybody that's wearing any Loudcaster gear, if they have a photo and they want to send it to us, I put it on that segment and you can check yourself out and make sure you, if you send it to me, you give me permission to put it up and I will do that. Tom, what we usually do is we end on famous last words. Do you have any?
I don't need a reason to get crazy. I'm getting crazy and that's enough. Show me something strange and make it stranger. I swear the danger runs in my blood.
Settle the fuck down, Paul Stanley.
Yeah, Stanley Eisen needs to relax with those lyrics right there.
All right, Tom. Oh, the heat is on. And my back's against the wall. You know, it's tough to be strong in a world that makes you crawl.
Relax. Tacos Pablo Stanley, relax.
Pico Chris.
What happened to Pico Chris? We haven't heard from him in a while.
Pablo Stanley. I don't know. But anyway, Tom, Loudcasters, Kiss Army, thank you.
Guys, you're the best. Thank you so much for all the support. Patreons, everybody out there, Loudcasters, this tournament's going to be a blast. Can't wait to see where we go with it. Zeus, as always, my friend, thank you.
Peace out, Girl Scout. Hit the music. What I'd like now is for all you fat, out of shape, worldwide kiss tards to keep the noise down while I show your ladies what a real sexy man looks like.
Listen, all you people out there sitting on rented furniture, settle down.
Cut the music. Anybody see Richie? Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo?
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.